Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. And I really am on fire. I must tell you that I'm always so real with you guys. I do nothing but tell you raw truth. And when I was on Newsmax TV, I used to get thousands and thousands of emails. I was the hottest guy on Newsmax, number one show, number one time slot, 8 p.m. East Coast time. And then when I lost my gig on Newsmax after 3 years and 750 episodes, My mail went down dramatically, and I said, wow, USA Radio is fantastic, but it's not the same type of mail or intensity or listenership that I got while I was on TV. And then there was a lull, because I think after the election, conservatives were so sick to their stomach and so upset at what they saw and the lies and the fraud and the stealing of the election and the rigging of the election. And my mail slowed down a lot, and I thought, you know, it's just never going to be like Newsmax again. And in the last month, my mail has been bigger than it ever was. I get more fan mails now than I did when I was on Newsmax TV. So I think everybody who ever watched me on Newsmax has somehow, you know, eventually found a way to find me again. They needed their Wayne fix, their war fix, and they found me again on national radio. And if they're not listening to it in their town, in a USA affiliate, they're listening on some sort of online, whether it's USAradio.com or individualstations.com or iHeartRadio. But I'm getting more fan mail in the last month, and in particular in the last 2 weeks, than I've ever gotten in my entire life. It is overwhelming. It is amazing. People have found me by the millions. It's just amazing. And I thank all of you. And I just tell the truth. I always tell the truth, and I'm tickled pink by what's going on, because obviously, as hard as liberals have tried to kill me, to bury me, to destroy my career, they have failed miserably. And, it reminds me, you know, because a lot of the fan mail I got this weekend said the exact same thing. I would say over the weekend I probably got 500, 600 emails from all of you telling me how much you love me and how much you enjoy listening to me and how you can't stand a day without me. It's a great thing to hear. But I would say 25% of all those emails, without knowing each other, said the exact same thing. There's only two people in all of the world that I listen to or watch now, and it's Wayne Allen Root and Tucker Carlson. You're the only two who tell the real truth. And so, I'm just very proud that people like what they're hearing from Wayne Allen Root. And that reminds me of the story that just came out, that the White House knew about the Tucker Carlson confrontation, and the entire setup was planned out in advance as per a White House official. For those of you who don't know, Tucker was shopping in a Montana bait shop, and it was right after he revealed that the NSA was spying on him, and he was confronted by a fishing guide named Dan Bailey, and it just happened to be the confrontation was recorded, and the left loved it. And they loved, there was a confrontation, and Dan Bailey had the balls to say that what a terrible person Tucker was. He was the worst human being in the world. I think his exact quote was, dude, you were the worst human being known to mankind. Then I heard that this guy, Dan Bailey, had some connection to the government and the CIA. And the next thing I know, now it just so happens that a Human Events senior editor says the White House knew about the Tucker confrontation. The entire setup was planned in advance per a White House official. And, I mean, I know what George Soros and Media Matters and Right Wing Watch and all the other left-wing groups tried to do to me. And it's failing miserably with me, and it's failing miserably with Tucker. And the American public loves Wayne Allen Root and loves Tucker Carlson, and we are the silent majority spokesman. And the silent majority won the election, and you guys cheated and rigged the election. Here's my latest commentary that isn't even out yet. It won't be out until probably Wednesday in the Washington Times, just accepted by the Washington Times. It's titled, "I Know Exactly Who Is to Blame for This New Wave of COVID, and It's Not Undocumented Americans, capital not. And it's not undocumented. Did I say undocumented? I know exactly who's to blame for this new wave of COVID, and it's not unvaccinated Americans. So here's the column. Why are Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC publicly blaming and shaming unvaccinated Americans for this new wave of COVID? That's a great big lie. It's time to think, really think, hard. Our own government is trying to demonize one group of Americans. Why? This lie is so over the top, Pinocchio would object. Bernie Madoff would think twice. First, because you could see the lie with your own eyes. I personally have so many vaccinated friends and fans who have COVID. But just read the news. New York Yankees players who were vaccinated have COVID. Olympic athletes who were vaccinated have COVID. Texas Democrat lawmakers who were vaccinated have COVID. The White House is hiding a large outbreak of COVID among their vaccinated staffers. In Israel, the government admits a majority of new COVID cases are among the vaccinated. Matter of fact, they claim 84% of new COVID cases in Israel are vaccinated. In the UK, the government admits a large share of the new COVID cases and a majority of hospitalizations are vaccinated. They just admitted 60% of the hospitalizations in England are vaccinated. In Cape Cod, Massachusetts, there's a large COVID outbreak among the vaccinated. At Stanford University, there's an outbreak of COVID among vaccinated students. It's happening everywhere. Yet Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC claim this new wave is almost entirely among the unvaccinated. This isn't just a lie, it's a whopper. It's pure fraud. Why would our government tell such a lie? Why would they want to shame and blame unvaccinated Americans when vaccinated Americans are experiencing the same wave of illness? What are they covering up for, or more likely, who are they covering up for? Culprit number one is China. China is to blame. China sent this bioweapon our way. Not Republicans, not conservatives, not unvaccinated Americans. China is to blame. China is pure evil. This is China's pandemic. China is on the hook for $10 trillion or more in damages. China is guilty of mass murder. China caused a worldwide economic depression. Never forget, never forgive. This is China's pandemic. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't nature. It was a Chinese biowarfare lab producing a deadly biowarfare weapon of mass destruction. It happened at the exact moment our economy was perhaps the best in history. China's economy was collapsing, and Trump had just won the first round of the trade war with China. So the question is, why are Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC trying to cover for China by scapegoating unvaccinated Americans? What do they get out of this? Are they on China's payroll? China is the enemy. China did this to America. Never forget that. Culprit number two is Biden. One was China, and two is Biden. That's your 1-2 punch. Biden is responsible for this COVID outbreak. It's not just China's role the powers that be are covering up. It's Biden's role. If COVID is so bad, so dangerous, so deadly, why did Biden open the borders? Why has he let in at least 1 million illegal aliens since January? We're on pace to let in 2 million illegals in Biden's first year. That's a city the size of Las Vegas being let into America every year. Who would do this in the middle of a supposedly deadly pandemic? Who would invite the whole world in? Who'd want all these sick people to bring disease into our country and then be sure to spread it by delivering them free of charge without any court proceedings into neighborhoods and schools all over America? These illegals are from the most poverty-stricken countries in the world. They are starving. They live amongst filth and squalor. They are therefore weak and immune damaged. They bring with them third world illness and disease. COVID. How many have brought COVID to the USA since Biden's first quarter? January, February, March. COVID was on its way out. America was doing great. Now it's a new wave of pandemic. There's no surprise here. Connect the dots. Biden let them all in. no COVID tests, no COVID treatment. Then he delivered them, no questions asked, to your neighborhood and schools. This is where the new wave of COVID came from. Biden is the COVID president. He brought it in. He opened the gates of hell. He triggered this new wave. This is his pandemic. He owns it, along with his buddies in the Chinese Communist Party. And think about this one. Who's paying for all the free medical care for millions of sick, illegal aliens? You realize when a person has COVID and they go to the hospital, it's like a $100,000 bill, a $200,000 bill, could be a $500,000 bill, and illegals are coming in by the thousands who are pregnant every day? You're talking about $30,000, $40,000 every time they drop a baby. Who's paying this bill? You and I. Who would do this? America's being destroyed from within. Bad and evil people are in charge. The Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartels who run the border are the biggest winners. The U.S. economy is going to collapse. The great American middle class is being eliminated. American exceptionalism will soon be something we read about in history books. Yes, COVID is back. I know one thing for sure. Unvaccinated Americans are not to blame. That's my piece. I know exactly who's to blame for this new wave of COVID, and it's not unvaccinated Americans. It's coming out in the Washington Times. Probably on Wednesday, probably online tomorrow, Washington Times online, probably in the newspaper Wednesday, but definitely Thursday, if not Wednesday. It was just accepted by the Washington Times moments before the show began. So, I mean, here's the deal, folks. Don't let anybody demonize you if you don't want to get vaccinated. Don't let anyone demonize conservatives or Republicans or unvaccinated Americans. Here is the fact. China is to blame. China did this to us. Joe Biden is to blame. Joe Biden's open borders did this to us. Illegal aliens did this to us. No unvaccinated person is to blame. Matter of fact, if you're unvaccinated and you have COVID, blame China and Biden.
My
Hi, this is Jay Schrader.
So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't.
So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health. You know, not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, you know, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and a little later on, Wayne Allen Root will be here. And I'm sure he'll discuss at length, so I'll leave that to him, this Pelosi Hand Select Committee having the first January 6th hearing, and a bunch of cops were up there today testifying about that stuff. But I'll leave that to Wayne, and I'll let him get into that a little bit later on. I did want to play you a piece of audio, though, really quick here. We only have a few minutes before I got to get to another break. But what annoys me most about politicians is hypocrisy. Nothing bothers me more than a politician who is, from start to finish, a hypocrite. And there's probably no bigger hypocrite in Washington than Chuck E. Schumer. Now, Schumer, again, has backpedaled on every single issue, says exactly what he thinks the electorate wants him to say, and will flip-flop if he thinks nobody's looking. So here he was, Chuck Schumer, at a community meeting with New York State Assembly member Rebecca Seawright. And he was talking about President Donald Trump.
You probably asked yourself the same question I asked myself. How could 74 million people vote for such a despicable human being as Donald Trump? And I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative, Democrat or Republican. He is a vile man. He is dishonest. He is divisive. That's what he loves to do, just divide and have people fighting with each other. He's a racist. And he always appeals to the dark side of human nature, which he's very good at, unfortunately.
This is unbelievable to me. This is so infuriating that this man would stand up in front of an audience. It doesn't show the audience. I don't know how many people were there. Maybe there were three people who would come to watch him speak, but I have no idea how many people were actually there. But you can almost see the scales on this snake's skin shake and shimmy when he speaks. It is an absolute embarrassment that a man who's been such a deceitful liar over and over again would actually stand up. Now, whether you like Trump or not, it doesn't matter. This hypocrite would actually say these things. He's guilty of all of it. Let's listen again.
You probably asked yourself the same question I asked myself.
My question is, how did anybody vote for Joe Biden? How?
People vote for such a despicable human
yeah.
being.
How did 81 million people vote for somebody who's incapable of doing the job?
Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
He is a vile man.
You are vile.
He is dishonest.
You are dishonest.
He is divisive.
You are divisive.
What he loves to do just divide
yeah.
people fighting with each other. He's a racist.
Point to where he's a racist.
And he always appeals to the dark side of human nature, which he's very good at.
I can't believe. I'm actually very mad right now. I can't believe they let this guy get away with this kind of stuff. A man who is, as big a hypocrite that has ever set foot in the hallowed halls of Congress and the Senate, United States Senate, to say these kinds of things about another person. Again, take Trump out of the equation. For someone who is as lethal and dangerous as Chuck Schumer to go out of their way to be so vile and crass and point their finger at somebody for crimes that they commit every single day, it shows you the depths, the absolute depths of chicanery, debauchery, and pure evil that many of these politicians who call Washington their home will go to keep a grip on their power. It's sad. I wish there was a better word for it, but it's really sad. And he's the type of a politician that we all have to stand up against, because he is the reason. Chuck U. Schumer is the reason that Washington is a sewer filled with rats. I've got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
President Biden throwing some shade at unvaccinated Americans during an event in Virginia. Biden saying, "If you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were." This as the CDC is updating its mask guidance, recommending those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors in areas where there are high levels of infection. On a media call, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this will help prevent the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant.
This moment, and most importantly, the associated illness, suffering, and death could have been avoided with higher vaccination coverage in this country.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow falling 85 points to close at 3558. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Steven, I saw where you tweeted about undermining the United States' military justice system. What's going on there? I want to know what you got with that.
Well, this has to do with a return to the idea that when there's an accusation of sexual misconduct within the military, that it should be handled by outside lawyers, not the chain of command. This came up, gosh, 5-6 years ago. It was Christian Gillibrand, the senator from New York's cause celeb, and it's a stupid idea. She clearly doesn't understand the military and how it works, and she just thinks, you know, it's just a good old boy system, and she's wrong. And what she's trying to do will actually hurt the military, not help it.
In what way, Stephen? Can you be a little more specific?
Okay. Well, normally, the way the system has always worked is if someone makes that kind of accusation, it goes to the next commander above the person who's accused. So, you know, if you're a sergeant and you say that a captain did something to you, it's got to go probably to the lieutenant colonel level commander to look at and decide whether or not to refer it to a court-martial, whether to take what we call in the military non-judicial punishment, which is administrative actions that a commander can do. What Gillibrand is saying and proposing is that, well, those people can't be trusted to do their job right. It should go directly to lawyers, and they should make the decision. The problem with this is that commanders quite often will refer these charges to courts martial, even if there's, you know, not a guarantee that you're going to get a conviction, because they want to send a message not just to the accused but to the whole unit that this behavior is unacceptable. Gillibrand looks at the couple of cases where it appears a commander may not have taken the charge seriously and thinks that's the model for all of them. And she just doesn't get that there's more commanders who act more stringently than less. And she doesn't realize that lawyers, if you throw it to the lawyers immediately, they will not prosecute if they don't think they can get a conviction. Because that's the way lawyers work.
Right.
Whereas a commander has a wider view of it and a responsibility to the good order and discipline of the whole unit. So I think, and it's not just me, a lot of lawyers have said this, it's just her lack of understanding of the entire military ethos instead of the little tiny, you know, pop straw she's looking through. Where she thinks she's going to save everybody from the mean, you know, good old boys.
Right.
It's just wrong. It's ignorant on her part, ignorant in the sense that she doesn't know what, you know, how the military works. And she's just listening to a couple of activists who are as ignorant as her, and is proposing this. And unfortunately, in this environment with this administration, it's probably going to go through, and they're going to remove the commanders from the military justice process, and as a result, you'll see fewer prosecutions, not more.
Maybe she's living, you know, 30, 40 years ago, when I would assume that this probably happened more. It was, I guess, prone to happen more because you just had more men sort of in these positions. But, Stephen, with the increasing number of women, I think, in the military, a commander would be foolish to try to hide stuff, right, now?
Yeah, it is foolish, and you know, you get caught if you do it. If you try and you know, take care of your boy there,
right,
who's done something stupid, you're going to get burned for it.
Right.
I won't say it doesn't happen, Lee. It does happen occasionally. Somebody does it, and that person, that higher-level commander, usually gets busted for it and called on the carpet by their boss. But, you know, to totally change the system now, because occasionally somebody does something like that with a detrimental effect to the majority of the cases that are out there, it just really shows the out-of-touch methodology that Liberals and Gillibrand tend to use.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Switching gears, let's talk about the battlefield known as Chicago. 10 dead, 65 shot, bloody Chicago weekend. Now they're shooting people on the highways. If this were my city, damn it, I would lock the thing down. I would put police officers on every single street corner. I'd use all of my resources to prevent crime, to prevent these shootings.
Well, you got Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who does not want to admit that she's got a problem in her city. She's guns and says, well, it's because all the guns that the NRA, you know, makes everybody buy. I wasn't aware that the NRA forced you to buy guns. But, and I'm sorry, but the gangbangers in Chicago are not going to your local gun store, getting a license and buying a gun. They're not going to the next state and buying a gun. They're buying them on the street from other criminals. You know, Chicago already has the worst, because I'm a gun guy, you know, the most stringent gun control laws in the country.
Right.
But Lori Lightfoot thinks that that's the problem. It's really that she's not allowing the police to do their job and enforce the laws. Start enforcing the laws, Mayor, and you'll see your crime rate go down. Support your police and watch your crime rate go down. Listen to the community who is saying, we need more policing, we need more help to protect us from these gangbangers, and your city's crime record will improve.
There are so many places now in this country you can actually point to and say the police are losing. You know, the bad guys are winning in these places, and Chicago's one of them. Detroit's probably another. And now New York seemingly is another place where the bad guys are actually coming away as the winners here. They're, you know, they're gaining, it's almost like they're gaining a foothold and gaining ground. Like if it were a military operation, they'd be gaining block by block until the eventual surrender.
That's exactly right. And can you blame the cops? If
nope.
They go out and try and do their job, they get accused of being the bad guys. So, you know, being a policeman, you know, is a scary enterprise under the best of conditions. You can get shot. You can be killed because you're going in to help somebody who's called you about a child who's choking on something, and some knucklehead will turn around and shoot you. But the police do it, and do it willingly. But now that they're not getting any support, there's a lot of disincentive to be a good cop.
No question.
And as a result, the citizens who want to follow the law, who want to be productive members of the community, are not allowed to because the activists are siding with the criminals. And that's just wrong.
I think eventually, too, you're going to see more vigilantism as well because people are getting fed up with this. Imagine living in these places where, how do you say stay sane when every night, you know, if your kid has to go to work at a convenience store or a fast food joint, you're wondering whether or not they're going to get home because they're going to get either shot, purposely shot, robbed, or drive-by shooting shot. It's insane. Crazy.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you can't even let your kids go out of the house. And even if they're in the house, they might get shot because these idiots fire these guns at random. They're not like exactly marksmen. And they, you know, they just spray the houses and, you know, little kids get hurt playing inside their own homes. It's nuts. It's not a question of the legal guns on the street. The people who follow the gun control laws that are in existence, even if they disagree with them, are not the issue here. They're law abiding citizens. The problem is the criminal in cities like Chicago, almost entirely gangs. And and that requires more policing, not less.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, bouncing around on a couple other subjects really quick. Let me also respond to a tweet that you had retweeted or liked about state IDs. And listen, if I were a person of color and somebody told me that maybe it was too complex to go get an identification, I'd be ticked off, saying, what am I? I'm certainly not too stupid to go down and get an identification. So is that what the Democrat Party is telling the folks of color in this country?
Well, yeah. When they say that, you know, if a state puts on a requirement that you have to have a government-issued ID of some sort to vote, but you're saying, oh, that's prejudice because black people can't do that or are unable to do that, they're saying a black person or a person of other color isn't smart enough to get a library card, isn't smart enough to get a driver's license, isn't smart enough to get any of the numerous free, readily available ID cards that the government is willing to issue you. You know, not just the federal government, but federal, state, local. Any one of those things will count in any one of these laws. Are under any one of these laws, but to say that it's to restrict black people because they're unable to get those is just it's a lie. It is a complete fabrication, and it's one that strikes at the dignity of any person of color, that they're too ignorant, that, you know, we need to take care of them because they just can't do this themselves.
Right.
How patronizing is that?
It's terrible. Stephen, I got to run. Our time is done for today. I appreciate it, as always. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody can use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare-bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty Health Share. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. I want to finish up with this, something I've been talking about for a long, long time, which is racism for me gets better with every passing generation. It gets better every single day. It gets better every year. It gets better every week, however you want to quantify it. Racism gets better with the passage of time, not worse. However, a recent Gallup poll found that the share of Americans reporting that race relations are bad or somewhat bad has reached 57%, the highest it's been in two decades. Now, that's bad that people think that way. But let's really look at the numbers real quick. In 1958, 94% of whites opposed interracial marriage. Today, 10% oppose it. As late as the 1970s, nearly 60% of white Americans agreed that blacks shouldn't push themselves where they're not wanted. In 2002, that figure fell below 20%. And since then, that question has been discontinued because it doesn't register. It's the same story with police shootings. Despite the charged rhetoric of the past year, which, as we all know, has culminated in calls for entire police forces to be disbanded, shootings are 60 to 80% lower than they were in the 1960s. The number of unarmed black men killed by police in the Washington Post-owned database in 2019 was between 13 and, using the broad definition of unarmed, 27. Yet nearly half of liberal Americans think that the number is between 1 and 10,000. Do you understand the ramifications of that? As the most it could possibly be, according to the Washington Post, who did the research, 27 unarmed black men. It's actually more like 13, but again, depending upon what your definition is of unarmed, 13 to 27. Not percent, total people who are shot unarmed by police. When that's the number, the actual number, and the people think it's as many as 10,000, you've got a serious optics issue. And most of this is being fed by social media. You get a cell phone that has a video of an unfortunate incident, or even an incident that is warranted, but maybe the use of force is more than folks think that it should be. And then you've got chaos that erupts into the streets, and you've got cities being burned to the ground. It's just, you know, happening in the last 12 to 18 months. And, you know, you watch this unfold. And the truth of the matter is, this is not happening on this grandiose scale that the liberal left and the progressive left wants to lead you to believe. Again, is there racism in the country? Of course there is. There are some whites that hate blacks. There are some blacks that hate whites. There are some blacks that hate Asians. There are some whites that hate Muslims. It's just the way of the world. It's just not as overwhelming as it once was. Doesn't make it right, but it's not as prevalent in everyday life, everyday society, as the left wants you to believe. They're using this as a means to divide us. Don't you see it? It's clear. When we continue to beat this racism drum, when racism at the level it once was no longer exists at that level, what happens is the folks who have never considered themselves racist, don't have a racist bone in their body, are continued to be demonized by the media and the left and the politicians and other folks and other folks of color who have just grabbed on to this narrative, and they wind up wagging their finger at these people who have no animus towards any race at all, and it ends up wearing those folks out. And what you get is you get a pushback. You get an angry pushback. And folks that once weren't racist at all now become racist because they're being called the racist. So now the people that are calling them names, of course, they're going to push back against those folks. And that's what we have. It's a perfect plan by the left to cause incredible racial strife in this country. And it has worked. It has worked. And we have to pay more attention to that. I'm out of time. I would love to continue this conversation, but I do have to go. Clock on the wall says so. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me. I'd love to go back and forth wherever you may be across the country, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. The great Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
81.